For the past 7 years, a master plan has been in the works to build a new downtown central library in Wichita. Funding for the $29 million facility is now up in the air, with the Wichita City Council directing the library to seek out more private funds. Cynthia Berner-Harris says the council has given permission for architect firms to submit proposals to the library board to finish the design work for a new facility. Having that work done will give the library a better sense of what a potential building might cost and to have materials available for fundraising efforts. Cynthia, as the Central Library moves forward with plans, what is the new building expected to look like?
Well, at the time the master plan was created in 2006, the expectation was that a central library would need to be approximately 135,000 square feet in size. Our current building is slightly under 90,000 square feet, so it would be a fairly sizable expansion. So the intention would be that in a new building, a far greater proportion of the space would actually be available for citizens to come in and use the space. And some examples would be a significantly increased local history genealogy area. That's a space that we've outgrown several times in this building because those are permanent records and things that are very important to store with some very specific climate conditions. Also, an expanded area for children. The children's room here in the Central Library actually is not large enough for us to have even one class of students come and do research or take a tour together. We don't have enough tables and chairs that we can put in the room to make that happen. And then a third example would be a reallocation of the meeting room space. All of the meeting rooms here in the Central Library are really embedded in the building, so there is no way for us to make those spaces available outside our regular hours for people to use those.
What about young people? Are you working on ways to increase the number of visits by younger people? Or are you finding that older populations are utilizing the Central Library more?
Many people seem to presume that libraries are something that older generations are interested in and that it's not something that teens and younger adults find important. But there is some recent research from the Pew Charitable Trust that really disputes that. And what they found was that libraries were as important, if not more important, to teens and young adults than they were for people who were older and moving into retirement.
I thought it was interesting that the Pew report talked about the younger people are looking for spaces to congregate in libraries, and that they also thought it was important to link with school systems.
Right. I think that when people say our current central library is just fine, often that comes from a perspective of not fully understanding the changing role that a library has in the community. And it's no longer just a place where people come, they look through shelves to find books, they may have a table or two where they can sit and do research, and then they leave. It's very much a place where people come now, they engage with each other, they participate in programming, which libraries do more than at any time in the past. In some cases, as we now have a society where people can work remotely, people choose to come to the library as the place where they are spending part of their day doing their employment. So having a variety of spaces zoned for different kinds of activities and noises and opportunities is extremely important to what people talk about when they refer to the library of the future.
The presence of e-books in libraries has nearly doubled in the past 5 years, with 76% of libraries offering e-books in 2012. But libraries are still getting some resistance from major publishers to make their e-book catalogs available. What's going on?
When we buy printed books from a publisher, they count on the fact that those books will be well used. They will eventually fall apart, wear out, and we will then have to go back and buy another copy. With an ebook, it never wears out. And so I think that there is a business model from the perspective of the publisher that has to be sorted out. They are being understandably cautious, I think, figuring out how to make titles available through libraries. What we know is that readers are readers, regardless of format. And the great thing about ebooks is that they are actually bringing more people to the library than people who are leaving the library.
And so, really?
It's really true that when people read in any format, they do that because they love to read. So what happens is folks who maybe weren't attached and regularly reading the printed books before are now finding ebooks. And then once they start reading and enjoying ebooks, they look for a place to get those affordably. And that's when they come to us at the library.
Cynthia, you've been here, 29 years working in the Wichita Public Library system. What is it that you think people really need to know about the future of libraries here in the city of Wichita?
A library is not just a quality of life amenity. It really is an important part of the infrastructure of a community. The Friends of the Library here in Wichita have been part of a national campaign for about a year now that is called the Geek the Library campaign. And it's a very simple thing. It basically really suggests that no matter who you are, no matter what your information needs, your interests, or your passions, there is something for you at the public library.
Cynthia Berner-Harris is the Director of Libraries at Wichita Public Library. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.